Go to the book of St. Mark. Mark, chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. If you have it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then also, we're going to stand up in the presence of God, because He is here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Begin at verse 1.
Alright.
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. Mm-hmm. And John was clothed with camel's hair, mm-hmm. and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey.
All right.
And preached, saying, There come one mightier than I after me, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose.
My Lord.
I indeed baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
All right. Amen.
And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. Mm-hmm. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
Come on now.
And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is called The Voice.
Amen.
All right. All right.
The Voice.
Yes. All right. Amen.
And Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercies that you've allowed us to see today. Dear Lord, we thank you that anoint these lips of clay of mine, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I bring forth the word as you have direct me and guide me and lead me. And dear Lord, we ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, mind and heart to receive what you have to say unto the church. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen.
The voice. I was by myself at home, sending my new furniture. Oh, my new furniture.
Right.
Reclining.
Yes.
I was like, okay. I know when the pastor asked me to speak last week, you know, I started, you know, thinking about what you going to have me to preach on today and whatever. And I opened up my Bible, I bought notebook, and I began to write. And I was like, okay, that's a good message. But what's the title? You know, and I frustrated my own self, like, you don't give me the title by the way. So I was sitting there, reclining in the chair, and I had the TV on, but I had it on mute. And so I was, I kept reading The Voice. And sure enough, as soon as I looked up on the TV, that show, The Voice was coming up. Oh, that's it, God. That's it. There you go. That's it. So that's where I got The Voice from. But we talking about John.
Yeah.
John the Baptist.
All right.
He was the voice. Mm-hmm. He was crying out in the wilderness. He was that special voice. And God used, God chose him.
Yeah.
What I like about John, he was very humble.
Yeah.
Obedient. Mm-hmm. He was just.
Yeah.
He was righteous.
Right.
He was holy.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful man, God. He was a disciple. And he proclaimed the good news.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was a preparer.
Yeah.
He was a forerunner.
Uh-huh.
He paved the way for Christ's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a preacher and a teacher. He was one of God's messengers.
Yes.
And his message was, and still is, today. Repent.
Come on now.
Repent.
Come on now.
And repent.
Come on now.
I cannot say that enough. Repent. Because
yes,
the Lord is coming.
Yes. Yes.
Like today, he's coming back for a church without a spot, blemish. The Paul speaking about us, we like filthy rags. Every time we try to do right, we do wrong.
Amen.
But repent of your sins, of your wicked ways. We ain't talking about the sinners. He's talking about that chosen generation.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
He ain't talking about the wayward ones out there that's lost without him. Mm-hmm. He's talking about us.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we think about we hide behind that. We hide behind the Bible, the
cross. Come on now. Come on now.
And we got all kinds of skeletons up in our closet. You open it up, it probably all fall out. Repent. Change your way. Change your thought life. Change and sin no more. You know, we go before the Lord. You know, we commit a sin. And we go before the Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I won't do it no more. The time we get out the next day, there we go. Committing that same act again.
That's right.
That is not true repentance.
That's right.
Repentance requires a change.
That's right.
Amen.
I know when I was sinning heavily, out there in the world, being a Christian, Bible told me, whatever, you know.
Come on.
Hey, the Bible said we got to confess it.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
Yeah. And now that the sin, you know, like, he said, you got to change your ways.
Amen.
You got to change your mindset, your heart. Your spirit, your soul.
Right.
You got to cut off everything.
Yeah.
And not to sin anymore. That's what I love about Jesus' grace and his mercy. That's what when they brought the adultery woman to him.
What he said.
He said, go and sin no more.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's right.
We can have an attitude. That's a sin. And we come in church with an attitude.
That's right.
We coming with the world on our shoulders like we mad at God because we going through it.
Right.
Everybody should see what I'm going through. I'm hurting. I'm upset. Right. I'm going to sit down here on God. Don't even praise him. Don't lift up my hand. Don't honor him. Don't give him glory.
Come
he
on,
made
y'all.
My breath today.
Say that.
Change your way.
Yeah.
And sin no more. Mm-hmm. Calling for repentance.
Yes.
We have to have a repentant heart.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep on saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Ask the Lord to help you.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
That's right.
I said, if I was to suffer, I'm saying whatever I need to deliver us from. That's between me and God.
Amen.
Whatever I need to live for, I ask him to help me.
Yes.
Right.
If I can't stop it on my own.
That's right.
Right. All of my help comes from the Lord.
Right.
Thank you.
And he had a message of repentance. Mm. Change for your way. Get ready, because the Lord is coming.
It's coming.
Thank you.
Let every valley be filled. Every mountain and hill be brought low.
Yeah.
The crooked shall be made straight. Mm. The rough way shall be made smooth. And all flesh, this is his message, shall see the salvation of God. He's coming. John was in the wilderness, a place that's very lonely, isolated, place of waste, solitary. and you be lonely.
Yeah.
God will put you in a place where you gotta be by yourself.
That's
to
it.
Hear from Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't like it. I'm too lonely. I don't have to have anybody. You ain't got to be around me. I'm good.
Yes.
I can be by myself.
Amen.
And I am just fine.
Amen.
All right, man.
Because I got to have an ear to hear from the master. Now I got to get my directions and my instructions from here.
Right.
If you're busy all the time, like Pastor Keith was teaching this morning, they had idols, they worship idols with their hands. But we so busy in our lives, we got to take the kids to basketball games, baseball games, got to go to school, I got to cook, I got to go to the movies, I got to go hang out with my friends, I got to talk on the phone, I got a Facebook, I got Instagram, I got Twitter, I got to do everything before God.
Yeah.
My Lord.
That's idol worship.
My Lord. Say that.
Glory.
Say that.
Glory.
Repent. Get along with God.
That's right.
He was that voice crying out in the wilderness. It wasn't like no crying like tears.
Right.
It wasn't sad for him. He had all the joy because he knew his Savior was coming.
Yes.
Amen.
He was proclaiming. He was shouting it out.
Yes.
The Lord is coming.
Get ready.
Prepare yourself. Receive Him because He's coming.
Amen.
I remember the song we sing when I was growing up. You know, they had the altar call song. You know, altar call song. Like, I have decided to follow Jesus. Now, I done grew up a little bit. And when I read this word, we don't make that decision that you decide to follow Jesus. He draws you by His Spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
And what we do is we answer the call.
Come on. Yes. All right.
Amen. You know, when I heard that song the other day, I was like, no, that's not right. We ain't decide anything. God chose us.
Yes.
He had picked each and every last one of us.
Yes.
We are His handiwork.
Come on now. Say that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready. Repent. And confess. That's when all Judea and Jerusalem, all of them coming out to hear this man of God. He said, there went out unto him all the land of Judea and of Jerusalem, and all were baptized of him. He said, I baptized with water, but there's somebody else coming who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The third part of the Trinity. Yeah. That triune.
Yeah.
He is still God.
Yes.
He is our leader. He is our teacher.
Yes.
He is our director.
Thank you.
He will guide us into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Once you receive salvation, you have to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not a three-part thing of personalities or characteristics or a person. You know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You receive one, you receive all.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right. Break it down.
And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, made of leather. Jesus asked a question in one of the other four gospels when they came to him. He said, what did you expect to see in the wilderness? How did you expect him to dress? In soft raiment? That means a creepy suit. And the red bottom shoes, that's for women, I think. What did you say? He didn't eat steak and potatoes.
Right, yeah.
He ate something natural. honey.
Yeah.
Wild honey.
Yeah.
And locusts. That was his food. He didn't have no complaint. Because he was obedient to the word of God. He was going to get that news out. I like John. Well, really, when I was studying about John, I was like, oh, I was going crazy. John even felt unworthy. Yeah. To untie the master's shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worthy of that. You know, sometimes we be feeling like that too. Well, I know I do. Mm-hmm. Go before the Lord. Man, I did this and did that, and I done said this and said that. I shouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back to the Lord anyway.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now, it's getting ready to be transition time. God is moving John out.
Yeah.
And he's bringing it on Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
That transition, that change, that passageway. He prepared the people for Jesus' coming.
Amen.
We all are preparers. We all need to tell the good news to somebody.
Come
we all need to be witnesses out there.
Come on now.
Because this world's getting tougher and tougher.
Amen.
It's getting crazy and crazy.
Yeah.
People in their thinking, their mindset, they ain't thinking nothing about God.
That's right.
They'll come up in this church and kill every last one of us.
That's right.
They did that young lady the other day. Come up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't mind.
No.
But we have to be ready.
That's right.
Everybody waiting on that great getting up morning. He can call you home today.
Yeah.
Will you be ready?
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you have a repentant heart?
Yes.
You have a forgiving spirit. Are we loving on one another like the Bible says we should love one another?
Amen.
Are we encouraging and strengthening one another? Are we talking about one another? Are we gossiping and downing and berating and belittling people? Shaming people to death?
Come on.
It was worth saving them.
Yeah. Say that.
And they were moving out, John was moving out, Jesus came and he was preaching. He continued on and he was teaching. He was steady performing miracles and he was healing and casting out demons and evil spirits. And everything was going on. Now John has been placed in prison. Because he told King Herod he was wrong.
Yeah.
That's right.
He took his brother's wife and committed adultery with her. And then married her. But King Herod didn't want to put him in prison. Didn't want to put John in prison. He liked John. He really did. It was that wife. She would have John killed. She held a grudge against the cause. He told them that they were sinning. He showed them the error of their ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pharaoh said, well, I don't want to kill him. You know, I'm listening to my wife. Don't that remind you of somebody else who did that?
Yeah.
Adam. And I want to go. That's another road. That's another message. Listen to that flesh. Herod, the king said unto John, he heard the good news. But he listened to her because she held a grudge against him.
Yeah. Amen.
She hated him.
Yeah.
So much hatred. He said, well, okay, I'll just put him in prison. I don't want to kill him. I'll just put him in prison. So he was in prison. What has you in prison?
Amen.
You may not be physically in jail, prison, or incarcerated.
Amen.
In your mindset.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Jesus came with word to set us free.
Come on.
Amen.
But Herod, he sometimes we do. We let our flesh take over. We do what we want to do. Yeah. When we want to do it. Yeah. Don't mind ourselves in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So John's sitting up there in prison. He probably like, you know, he was a man of hour. He had it going on. He had the ministry going on. He had his followers. He had disciples following him. He had everybody from all across the land coming and listening to him preach and teach. Talking about the goodness of the Lord, the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Prepare your way. He's sitting up in prison. He probably like, wait a minute, God. Wait a minute, what's going on? Why am I sitting up here in this prison? I don't understand. You know how we do when we in a situation, we in a bad situation, we going through our trials, we going through our tribulations, and we are being persecuted to no end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been hated without a cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your family, your kids going crazy.
Yeah.
Your husband, your wife, your left. Mm. Everybody else doing all kind of manner of evil against you. Your job on the fire. You give you a pink slip. Mm. You're in prison.
Yeah. Say that.
Then we sometimes when we're in that prison, we tend to blame God. Because mm-hmm. we in that situation.
Yeah.
Instead of praying and seeking and seeing what his will is for our lives. Yeah. How to get me out of it.
Yeah.
We want to cry. Woo-hoo. I'm saying I'm not. Right, that too. Making light of the situation because it hurts. It is hurtful. And it's painful when we go through stuff. But we got a God that cares and that loves us.
Amen. Amen.
So much. People die unexpectedly and leave us.
Yeah. Come on now.
Thank you. People are in hospitals that are sick. Like my mother, she's in the nursing home. I mean, you know, and you hate to go, and you go there and you see, and you know, I'm like, oh my God, your heart just melts.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, your soul and your spirit just cry out. You wish you could help them. Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing we can do but pray.
That's it.
I know how I felt when I was going through the cancer. That situation that I was telling Sister Bernice yesterday at the prayer meeting, and her uncle passed of cancer, and she said it was painful. I said, yeah, nobody don't know. Unless you go through that situation,
right.
How painful you are in.
Right.
There's a lot of pain. You may not have cancer, but you are in a lot of pain. Your heart sometimes is bleeding.
Yes.
It's ripped apart. It's torn. But we got a God.
Amen.
Amen.
John was probably so confused.
Yes, Lord.
You know, your mind said when you there and being isolated from the world. You know, the prison back then, in those days, was like a dungeon. Mm-hmm. Dungeon inside of a dungeon, inside of another dungeon. In darkness and cold. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about hell this morning. In that out of darkness, when he had no national teeth though. He was suffering real bad. He became confused. Sometimes when you're in a situation, you become delirious. When you're in pain, you be like, what's going on? He probably was saying, Lord, I preached your word. I baptized, like you said. I prepared your people for you. I showed them the way.
Yeah.
I was your forerunner. He's so confused what's going on. He knew it would be like this.
Yes.
He was so full of faith one moment, now he's full of fear. That's how we be.
Come on now.
We get to questioning God, questioning our pastors. We go questioning everybody.
Yep. Amen.
I'm telling you this though. When we on that high, everything going good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any questions.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. We go on up every way.
Yeah.
Till we get knocked down.
Again.
Yeah.
And we run, Lord. Why? This is so hard. Mm-hmm. my favorite word is like, ugh. I like going through this, but it's for the benefit.
Right.
All things work together for the good. For those who are the called. The call. I like that. The call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Going to his purpose and his will. Everything's spinning out of control. We suffer. And you probably say, did I miss something? What did I get right? Did I witness right? Did I pray? Did I fast?
Yeah.
Did I read your word every day?
Yes.
Is my life lined up in your word?
Come on now. Yes. Come on now.
We are the living epistles. We are the Bible that other people see.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
People are always watching.
Yes. Amen.
See how you going through. Are you going to wimp out?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus was saying. He's not a wimp. What you thought you was going to see a reed shaking in the wind? No. You saw my chosen vessel out there in that wilderness.
Come on now.
If we had to suffer, Jesus suffered, so don't think that we don't have to suffer.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And he learned obedience by the things he suffered. So who are we?
That's right.
Man.
Sometimes we don't know how good God is until we go through our trials.
Amen.
Our tribulations, our persecution.
Amen.
We wouldn't know he's a healer if he wasn't sick.
Amen.
We wouldn't know he's a mender of broken hearts until it's been torn apart.
Thank you, Lord.
We would know that he can perform miracles that only he can get us out of.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. I will be with you to the end of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes in our suffering, we have to learn to grow and mature in the things of God.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
That's
glory,
right.
Glory to God.
We got to learn how to keep our trust in the Lord.
That's right.
Yes. We gotta have our faith in Him.
That's right.
Not in man.
Right. Right.
Suffering sometimes is a process of greatness. You tell me, answer this question. You see anybody great?
Yeah.
They suffered. They done went through.
Right.
They didn't get to that top for no reason. But John was a good man. He was a just man. He was righteous. He was holy, but he was in prison. He was going through a horrible season in his life. But then John was so confused, he was delirious, he began to question. He sent two of his disciples to Jesus and said, Are you the one? Are you the Christ? Or should we look for another? If you studied out, when Jesus came upon the scene, he was approaching John, and John was moving out.
Yeah.
He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh the sins of the world.
Yes.
He did that 2 days in a row. Behold, he was presenting the Lord. Now, how come he don't know him now? His circumstances change.
Yes.
Right. Hey, are you the one?
Yeah.
Or should I look for another? And Jesus said, I want y'all to do me a favor. You go back and you go tell John. Tell him. Tell him I said Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. You tell him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
the blind seen.
Come on now.
Man.
The lamb by walking.
Yeah.
The lambs are clean.
Yeah.
The deaf can hear.
Come on now.
The dead has been raised up. The poor is having the gospel preached unto them. You tell him. Remind him. Send those comforting words unto him.
Yes.
Strengthen him in my word.
Amen.
Let him know. In his weakness, there is my strength.
Yeah.
You encourage him. Because I am still God. Mm-hmm. I'm God Almighty. I got your back.
Yeah.
I'm still in the miracle working business.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm working on your behalf. Mm. Don't worry, my child.
Yeah.
I love you with an everlasting love. I haven't forgotten about you. He hasn't forgotten about any one of us.
Amen.
We may think it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we got to get out of our own mindset. We got to start lifting up Savior up and praise him and worship him right through your trials and
tribulations. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Let them hate.
Yeah. Amen.
You go through it.
Yeah.
But you go through it with the grace of God.
Amen.
Jesus said in one of those gospels, he said, I'm here to give you grace for grace. And more grace.
Wow.
I'm here. And then he goes on to say, to chapter 6. Matthew. Chapter 11. We'll start with verse 2. Now when John had heard in prison the words of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind you see, the sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are clean, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, concerning you, what went out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaking in the wind? Shake, rattle? No. But what went out for you to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. But what went out for you to see? A prophet? He said, yeah. He's a prophet. But he's more than a prophet to me. Because he's my child. You are his child. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them are born of women, they have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. He's supporting John. He's endorsing John, even though he may be in prison. He loves John. He loves each and every last one of us.
Yeah.
We just got to hold on to his hand.
Yeah.
His unchanging hand. Keep our faith and trust in him.
Yeah.
He said, John cannot be moved. I got him where I want him.
Yeah.
But you know what? What was funny to me? I heard it's comedian. What do you mean? It was a Christian comedy show I think we went to when you said, it's funny to me. When John was in prison, and they went and told him, and they like, Jesus, your boy, your forerunner, the one who prepared the way for us, who told us to get ready, who told us to repent, who told us to confess our sins, he in prison. Jesus said, okay, you just sent him this word. He didn't get up. He didn't go to the prison and go see him.
Yeah.
He spoke the word.
Right.
Sometimes we get so mad, we in the hospital, and we calling the pastor all the time, you know. I'm in the hospital. and something. He don't return your phone call. He probably doing something else. And get mad, want to leave the church.
Ooh, Lord.
He didn't return my phone call. I'm in the hospital sick. We whine and crying.
That's right.
Yeah. He don't return a phone call for a week later. And he'll say, I prayed for you. I got your message.
Yes, sir.
That's all needs to be done. Amen. I'll be comforted by those words.
That's right. Yeah.
He got a life.
Yes, right.
And he'll get to you. As long as you say you pray for me, I'm good.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
I'm good.
Amen.
I don't always go tell him everything.
Yep.
I go to my master.
Amen. 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 Yeah.
I ain't one of them bees shaking in the wind.
That's right.
I'm not moved by everything. Well, I preached about last month, leafy Christians.
Right.
Come on, that's another message. I'll preach that one day.
Yes. Yourself.
But he said, there's not one that was born of a woman is greater than John the Baptist.
Glory.
No one. He endorsing him. That's he supporting
right.
him.
That's right.
Hang in there, people. Hang in there. Yeah. We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
And then go. Don't despise God's preparations in your life. Prepare your way. Get your house in order.
That's right.
Yeah. Get your heart and life right before the Lord. Because he's coming back for a
people.
We'll be ready. We need to learn, stop playing games.
That's right.
Get about the master's business.
Right.
How we get there, let him deal with it. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Number two, cultivate repentance in your life.
Yeah.
Change your way. Change our way. And sin no more. Consecrate yourself unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself. Get by yourself. Separate yourself. Get alone with God.
Amen.
Put the kids to bed. First pray with them before they go to bed. Read the Word of God to them every day. Pray on them before they go to school.
Amen.
In the morning.
Amen.
Ask God for hand of protection surround them.
That's right.
Let them ask, you ask God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding right. upon them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
Show your kids the way.
Yeah.
We have to be that example. It all starts at home first.
Yeah.
Then when they go to school, then they won't act up. Am I there? My dad used to tell us, "Mom will be right behind you."
That's right.
I leave this house, my spirit is with you. Who's so afraid of his spirit than God's spirit? One time I tried and skipped from the one time. Me, Denise, and my two other girlfriends call ourselves children's foursome. We planned on skipping school. And sure enough, soon we walked out that hallway, turned around that corner, kick them off. I don't think she never saw us. We flew back into class real quick. That's where your spirit put us, young enough. Do that no more. Give yourselves over to the work of the Lord. ask the Holy Ghost for direction.
Yeah.
Amen. We may be in our wilderness experience, but trust Him. Everything going crazy around, trust Him. When you have cried, until you have cried, you can't cry anymore.
That's right.
Trust Him. God specializes in your tears.
Yeah.
That's the language He understands.
Yeah.
But trust Him.
Amen.
When your world seems like it's caving in,
oh, yes.
Trust Him. When you're going through the fire and the flood, going through hell and high water,
yeah.
Trust Him. Trust in the Lord. Trust. 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 He's right there.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Amen.
Look up.
Yes.
For your redemption. Draw up nigh.
Yeah.
Hang on in there. And trust the Lord.
Yes.
For all things work together. For the good. Who are the called. According to His purpose.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Would you love the Lord today? Well, stand up.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and honor the name. Praise your way out of today.
Amen. Amen.